go, go! Break down, break down!
Run!
Hey, play with some energy now, let's go!
Here we go, come on, man, we need the work! Let's go, let's go!
From Giants training camp in East Rutherford, New Jersey, this is Giants training camp live on MSG, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We welcome you aboard. Hi, everybody. Mike Crispino, a couple days away from the Jacksonville Jaguars visiting MetLife Stadium, game two in the preseason schedule for the New York Giants. The Giants just getting underway with practice behind us. I'm joined by Jeff Fiegels, the former legendary punter for the New York Giants and a few other teams as well. Jeff, the Giants have been kind of lucky since they moved from Albany to here. They have the indoor facility if they need it, but the weather's been cooperating, and I know most players would rather be practicing outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the reasons, aside from being a convenient and having all the technology in here, is this what's behind me right now is that indoor facility. You know, when the team was up in Albany, there was a lot of times, three or four times in practices, we had to go inside into a gym. You don't get a lot of work done in the gym, but if the weather goes bad, they can go right into the Quest Diagnostic Training Center right behind me.
All right, let's take a look at the injury list as we get into the middle of this training camp session. And there's a group of guys on there. They're all important players. Victor Cruz missed a couple days now with a calf strain. Reuben Randall with a knee. A few other guys that are out. Jerron Hosley, Cooper Taylor, and Landon Collins, very important defenders as well. So, I mean, Victor Cruz at the top of the list, very important, but all of those guys were important.
Yeah, he's been held out of practice with a calf injury. As long as it's not his knee, I think he's going to be okay. But for the most part, you know, you're going to shut him down. But this gives an opportunity for, along with Reuben Randall, he may not play this weekend either. So this gives a great opportunity for those younger receivers that go in there that are trying to make the team at a very, very crowded position, trying to make that fifth or maybe even sixth spot at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, so Reuben Randall's absence is going to open up some opportunities perhaps this week for some other guys to show their stuff. Now, you look ahead at this game. We had Cincinnati on the road, now at home against Jacksonville. What are you looking for specifically from the defense?
Well, I thought that first drive in the game against the Bengals last week, they really didn't do much. The Bengals went right down, put a touchdown on the board. And then, you know, so the defense has got to show me a little bit more toughness, a little more just play and react. Coach Spagnuolo didn't want these guys to think so much, just to go out and play some football and really worry about making some plays. And let's see a big play out of this defense.
And conversely, the Giants' offense didn't get much done the first three series. They stuck around for four series before they could finally get off the field.
Yeah, you know, Eli Manning was only supposed to go out there and play one series. Well, he ended up playing four series. They didn't get a first down until that fourth series. So a little more consistency, a little better play out of the receivers, and maybe try to get a score on that first drive.
All right, we continue with our series about Giants training camp with a couple of guys, specifically Weston Richburg and Prince Amukamara, in part three of a Giants life.
It's the night before the game. It's unfortunate I can't be out there with the team tomorrow, but preparation never stops. Still preparing like I'm playing tomorrow, and hopefully I can be out there next week. Let's go, Big Blue.
You guys are good players now, all right? Good players. We are the heartbeat of the offense. Don't ever forget that. You got to keep it pumping now, all right? Something doesn't go well, man, we got to get it together. We got to make sure that we're moving to the next play, all right? Pick it up. Play physical, keep your eyes up, your pads down, get your second step on the ground, and you're going to play a great game. Let's go.
Hey, what everybody else says, we make our name in this game. I don't give a preseason or not. We fly back to New York, keep practicing. Here we go. O-line on three. One, two, three.
O-line!
Weston Richburg's message initially goes unheard as the starting offense struggles to gain rhythm early against the Bengals, running just six plays in the first two drives. But as the game progresses, the offensive line battles and opens up some holes for the running backs.
Manning on a second down has a screen set up for Williams. Williams with a burst of speed out to the 40-yard line.
It's been a while since the Giants have been able to effectively run a screen pass. It's good to see.
First and goal from the one. Darko goes airborne, and he's in. He broke the plane for the touchdown.
Obviously, want to win, so got to keep that you know, at the utmost importance. But it gives us, like I said, it gives us something to work on this week, things we need to work on, and it'll be a good week of practice this week back at home.
And Richburg and company don't waste any time getting back to work in New Jersey. Even those who didn't suit up due to injury, like Prince Amukamara.
Film study is huge, especially as a corner. A huge money down. Corners call it money down as the third down. Third and three, third and five, third and ten. Just so, and offensive teams, they usually do the same thing. So once you get a good tip, you get to play faster, and that's why a lot of picks happen on those downs.
While Prince hones his interception skills a few doors down, Richburg looks ahead to the second preseason game against the Jaguars.
We're here in the offensive line room doing some film study on Jacksonville this week. We've got them on Saturday, kind of coming in and looking at personnel. It looks like they got like a sub personnel nickel defense. That's one less linebacker. They're a base 4-3 defense. So they got their 4-2-5 in, which is four down linemen, two backers, and five DB personnel. It's just a four-man rush, so we should be able to lock that down every time.
So we got the Jaguars this week. So if I'm going to look at the receiver, I'm going to see, okay, what does the receiver do on press coverage? Does he just take a speed release, meaning does he just choose to go left or right real quick, or does he give you a little shake and bake? So if he uses a lot of power, and I like to use a lot of power, then I'll probably use fight power of power. But if he's fast and very shifty, then I have to tell myself, okay, I have to be patient at the line and don't fall for these moves because he doesn't go fast and stuff like that.
I like to do it all my film here because at home, you know, there's other things going on. You know, I got comfy couch I fall asleep on. But here, it's all work here, so I try to come in, watch a little film every night after the day is over.
We'd be done work at 4, and I used to stay here till like about 5:30, 6. They would have like a coach's dinner, and I would try to sneak in and get a little bite before I left and stuff like that. Try to hurry up before the coaches saw me and stuff like that. So that's a secret.
So it's a little extra benefit of hanging around late for Prince Amukamara. Great inside stuff from Weston Richburg and Prince Amukamara and their preparation, how important film work really is. When we return, more of Giants training camp live. Bob Papa joins us. He'll be with Ben McAdoo, the offensive coordinator, season 2 of the McAdoo offense. That's next.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live as we get you set for the 2015 season. We're joined by Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. And Coach, obviously year two for your offense with this football team. We talk so much about the adjustment that players had to make learning your system. What adjustments did you have to make coming in here and being in the front of the room for the first time?
A lot of adjustments took place. Every face was new. You know, that was probably the biggest adjustment. It's about people, and football's a people business. But, you know, we had to do a little bit of a 180 as far as the scheme goes. So there were a lot of conversations, a lot of things taking place from a schematic standpoint that guys weren't necessarily used to. And we plugged in a system. This year, you know, what you're going to see a little bit more of is it's tailored to the players after we really went through and examined the players that we have and what their strengths and weaknesses are and how they work together. So we're excited for it.
Your running game right now, you didn't get the results you wanted in Cincinnati in week one. What are some of the areas that this team just needs to get better at as far as running the football?
Well, we ran it better than we threw it. But being from where I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, you know, you love the run game. And that's where it all starts. You have to be able to pound the ball. A lot of things come off of that, you know, whether it's the outside zone or pulling a guard around and having a nice vicious double team there. We have a ways to go there. You know, I was just telling some other guys, you know, we're not where we want to be, but thank goodness we're not where we used to be. And we're making progress. We just need to, you know, get guys coming off the ball, being physical, and letting their personality come out there.
When you have a guy like Shane Vereen, who you brought in, Rashad Jennings is back and healthy. Andre Williams gives you a different dimension. Are you excited about what you can do with these guys as far as packages and even using them together?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Andre's developed his pass protection and his pass game skills. You saw it on the screen the other night. Orleans Dark was a guy that's grown as well, and you can throw him in the mix there. He's been a nice addition. Halfway through last year, he came in. But, you know, they each have a unique set of skills, and we have to take advantage of those skills. But at the same point in time, we have to push these guys out of their comfort zone and help them grow as a player. And we're excited to use them.
When you take a look at the receiver position, obviously Odell Beckham Jr. set the world on fire. Victor Cruz has looked pretty good so far in camp. Reuben Randall, you hope to build on. You added James Jones. There's a lot of good competition, though, on that back end of that receiving core. Are you excited to see what they do in week two?
I am excited. I think the competition has been outstanding. I think you've seen some young guys raise their games. They came in ready to go, like Julian Talley, who's had a nice camp so far. And the competition has been outstanding. And, you know, with some guys being nicked up and banged up, you're going to see some younger guys or some guys who have been running with the twos and threes have a chance to step up and catch some balls from Eli this afternoon. So I think that'll be a great opportunity for him.
Final question, Coach. Working with Eli Manning, here's a guy that's entrenched in this organization, new offense last year. How's it been working with him, and what are some of his greatest strengths that people maybe don't know?
You know, I've been fortunate since 2006, been around a franchise quarterback. And, you know, to have someone like Eli to come in here and really buy in and be excited about what you're doing is exciting for me, and it's exciting for the offensive staff. And I don't know that, you know, people around really get to see his excitement and his passion for the game. He does a good job of keeping that under wraps a little bit. But he approaches the game like you know, like a senior in high school would, or like a, you know, a college junior or college senior. He still has a passion for the game, and he looks for different ways to get better and to learn.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thanks for having me.
That's Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. More of Giants training camp live after this here on MSG.
Giants training camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Practice in session in the early evening here in East Rutherford. Giants getting some good work done. They've been working out in the evenings the last couple of nights as they get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Time now for On the Beat. We check in with Paul Schwartz.
Fourth and seven. Wenning's going to throw it. Wenning's going to get picked off by Wade. There's the turnover. Tevin Wade, will he get a block? Tripped up and knocked down at the 30.
Played well from the blitzer and from the coverage.
The Giants forced a turnover.
I'm really looking to see the defensive backs. Prince Omukamara is still out, and he probably won't play. Trevin Wade, a guy who has been in the league a little bit and has shown a lot of good things, made an interception near the end of the game, almost scored a touchdown on the return. He's a guy whose stock is up, and Tom Coughlin mentioned him as a guy who's around the ball. That's a great attribute for a cornerback. It's really a shame that Jerron Hosley got hurt, got dinged up, because he was a guy who needs to play and impress and get snaps on the field. He won't get that opportunity. The safeties, with Landon Collins being out, Cooper Taylor is fighting for a roster spot. Jeremy Miles is a veteran, I think has to play better than he did last week. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Brandon Merriweather. Look, we all know he has been a good player in the NFL. He's a hard hitter, sometimes too hard. How does he fit in here? Does he have any legs left at 31? He basically came off the couch to sign for this team. Bennett Jackson is a guy who's asked to do a lot. Safety, nickel slot, nickel corner, a lot of asked of him. So they need to pick it up. They gave up too many big plays in Cincinnati. Giants offensive line in the first game was troubling. We know there are a lot of moving parts there. They're moving guys in, they're moving guys out. But they need more consistency. Guys like Pugh, guys like Richburg, Jeff Schwartz, hopefully he's going to play in this next game. And they really need him to. They need to start developing some consistency. Every coach always says, by the third preseason game, we want our five guys together. Well, the Giants have not had their five guys together. This is the second one. They need to start building to that. So by the time they get to the third preseason game, they have what they expect to be their starting offensive line for the Dallas season opener. It's a little disappointing about Victor Cruz. I think he definitely had a chance to play this week. Now he's had a slight calf injury. Everyone says it has no connection to his knee, but this is a little bit of downer. I don't think he'll play in the game. Reuben Randall has that tendonitis in his knee. So, you know what? That's not good for the Giants, but it's good for these young receivers. Guys even like Preston Parker, who's been around, who's fighting for a roster spot. Jeremy Davis, the rookie, the guy they want to play on special teams but needs to pick it up as a receiver. Certainly Corey Washington, who was, you know, a real phenom in the summer last year. Jones, the guy from the Packers and the Raiders last year, you know, Ben McAdoo's guy from the Packers, he needs to pick it up. He's getting his sea legs under him. He's not in form yet. So, you know, a lot of competition. Will be interesting to see how they do against the Jaguars.
All right, thanks to Paul Schwartz going with that Hollywood look. You look pretty sharp. Who are you going to be watching specifically? You know, obviously, you watch the whole game, but anybody in particular as a player you're going to watch Saturday?
Well, Paul Schwartz had mentioned Jeff Schwartz. Go figure. But he's coming back from injury. He's now practicing again. I think it's very important for him to get back in this lineup. Let's see where he's going to play. I know he's slotted in there to play that right guard position. However, he's taking some reps at right tackle. So I think it's important for him to get in the mix with those offensive linemen so they can play together and learn from each other.
Yeah, 6'6", 340, 7 years of experience. Giants need him to get busy on Saturday night. We'll be back in just a moment on Giants Training Camp Live. More on special teams. Jeff Fiegels with his former coach Tom Quinn discussing the specials when we return. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. And the moment of the day, end of practice, the Giants run some contests. They had Zach Diassi trying to hit the goalposts. And if he did it 4 out of 7 times, the offense would do push-ups, and they did. So Zach Diassi, all he is a long snapper. But yeah. Guess what? This guy's one of the most competitive guys on this club.
Well, he has a very important job. As you saw it there, you know, he gets to pick one up for the offense. They don't have to do the push-up. The defense does. But, you know, listen, the guy makes a living looking through his legs. He's got to do something good, right? I'm going to tell you right now, he's one of the best in the National Football League. He's been to the Pro Bowl doing it. And I tell you what, I always appreciated a guy that could put it right on my right hip. And Zach's that guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. When something bad happens, they look right at the long snapper, right? All right, more on special teams now. Jeff with his former coach, Tom Quinn of the Giants.
All right, Tom, a lot of depth at that wide receiver position. Two guys in particular, Corey Washington and Jeremy Davis. What are they doing to step up their play on special teams this year?
Well, Corey's got the benefit of having played for a year, so he's trying to refine what he did last year and trying to get better at some of the blocking things and coverage things. And then Jeremy's really starting from scratch, didn't play much special teams coming out of college, but he's got the height, weight, and speed, so we're trying to get him integrated to all the different jobs that he'll have.
We saw Orleans Darkwa last game against the Bengals come out offensively and played very well. 7 games for the Giants last year. What kind of role do you see Orleans Darkwa playing on your special teams unit this year?
He's a core 4 team player, so he'll be on all the big 4, punt return, kickoff returns. Very smart football player. That's what we really noticed first about him when he came in. He's able to handle all the adjustments and seamless transition when he came in. So he was a great addition for us.
So I know you get excited when you have a big return. I mean, last week we saw Akeem Hunt on a big kickoff return. Dwayne Harris, this year the Giants went out free agency, brought in him to return punts. He is a kickoff returner too. How do you see him making, you know, involved in a big play? You want to see that out of the punt return this year?
Yeah, the punt return, you know, with the rules, with the kickoffs, move back to the or moved up to the 35, you don't get as many opportunities. So punt returns, really, you got to really make your money nowadays. And so we're expecting big things from Dwayne. He's a proven returner in this division, in this league, so we're excited about him.
I know he's one guy I would definitely kick away from. You know, you got a lot of bodies, a lot of depth charts. What are some of the difficulties, not only in the preseason, but in the regular season, of putting together a special teams depth chart? I know there's a lot of people, so it gets cut down and into the regular season, but what's the most difficult thing you see at doing that?
Well, there's two different things. Is during the preseason, you're trying to give as many guys opportunities. So I think we played 65 guys on special teams last week in total. So you're trying to give everyone a great opportunity to make the team, see what they can add to the team. Then once you get into the regular season, it's, you know, what guys are up and how can we best use them based on their offense and defensive play time.
All right, Tom, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff, good job there. There's a Twitter question from TJ Mann AF. How big of a role will Dwayne Harris play on the team?
Well, I think we know what he can do on special teams, and that's why one of the reasons they brought him in here is to return punts. But more importantly, he's also going to be that fourth or fifth receiver. He played a lot of downs for Dallas last year, and the fact is he can come in and fill in any of those positions on the field. So look for him. He's a big play guy. He's got a lot of speed, so he'll be that extra receiver. But more importantly, look for a lot of big plays out of him on special teams.
And he had a couple touchdowns in Dallas as well. Now let's talk about the kicking game. The Giants have some real quality people there. They got Steve Weatherford, they got Josh Brown, and they got Zach Diassi, we already talked about. How much of a comfort zone does that provide for a team when you have proven commodities in those positions?
Well, the most important thing is about operation. And when you have three guys that have played together for years now, they have the confidence in each other. And not only that, the coaches do also. And so, you know, we know Josh Brown can make big kicks. We know that Steve Weatherford can put that ball in down inside the 10 or get a big kick at him. He's a veteran. And we've already talked about Zach, how consistent he can be. So from a coach's standpoint, you understand if you have those three guys going, they're all veterans, they're going to get the job done for you day in and day out.
And Josh Brown, even more important maybe with the extra point
now, yeah.
33 yards.
That's not so much routine anymore. 33-yarder is, you know, it's not a far kick, but it's very important, especially in the later part of the season. When you get into some cold weather, you want to make sure a guy can be accurate and kick a straight ball. You know, it's not a matter of him making it. He can make it from 33 yards. It's just a matter of being straight and down the middle.
Yeah, quick, some thoughts on some of these returners. Akeem Hunt is a guy that you just never know who's going to step into that role and be great at it. He's got potential.
Well, he showed promise in the game this weekend, last weekend against the Bengals. He had a 60-plus yard kickoff return. You know, he's battling a very tough roster spot. That you know, running back position is going to be very difficult. He's going to have to make his way on special teams somehow in some way. Certainly did a nice job with it last week.
Yeah, the guys like Jonathan Casillas and JT Thomas and Jeremy Miles, these are people who played at smaller schools. You got UMass, West Virginia, Wisconsin, bigger schools, but they might be a factor as well.
There's no question. There's, you heard Tom Quinn say that he's a four-team guy. That means he's playing on all four phases of the special team. Those three guys you mentioned, they're all veterans. They play special teams. They do well in it. Look for all three of those guys to add, not only on special teams. Two of those guys may be starters for the defense.
Yeah, special teams are such big momentum-turning plays in any football game. Quick note on some traffic issues. We're trying to improve the overall condition of the Jersey Pike 16W interchange. Some construction there. Giants are asking to either use the 18W interchange on the Jersey Pike or the eastern spur of the Pike after games. That'll wrap it up for Giants Training Camp Live. For Jeff Eagles, I'm Mike Crispino. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.